Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Families in southwest and central Florida are carefully wading through water, dirt, and debris, attempting to assess what's left of their property following the damage caused by Hurricane Ian last week. Jack Prater of member station WUFT reports.
Crystal Edge left the 28-year-old sailboat that belonged to her late mother tied up in a marina underneath the Fort Myers Beach Bridge. It was there when Ian made landfall. After the storm passed, she came back to check on the family heirloom. It had sunk and was piled underneath another boat in the marina.
My mom was the type where if she would have been here, she would have stayed on that boat. And she would have tried to ride the storm out because that was her life, that was her baby, that was her legacy.
With some help, Edge has been trying to recover the mast from the boat's wreckage, which she intends to repurpose as a flagpole to honor her mother. For NPR News, I'm Jack Prater in Fort Myers.
President Biden says he's committed to Florida's recovery.
My administration is working closely with the CBC members to do whatever it takes to help search and rescue, recovery, and rebuilding. It's going to take a long time, so we cannot tire.
He spoke last night to the Congressional Black Caucus. The president goes to Florida Wednesday to view hurricane damage. He's to visit Puerto Rico tomorrow, which had been hit by Hurricane Fiona last month. Ukraine says its soldiers have taken complete control of a key city in part of the country that Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed to have annexed on Friday. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the seizure of Liman is a significant victory for Ukraine.
Ukrainian soldiers encircled thousands of Russian troops in Liman on Saturday. President Vladimir Zelensky says in a video message that the Russian forces now have been cleared from the crucial railway hub.
Liman зачищено повністю.
Russian-aligned forces had been using Liman to resupply their troops in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Ukrainians hope to capitalize on the disruption of those supply lines to take back even more territory in the area that remains under Russian control. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mykolaiv, Ukraine.
Polls have opened in Brazil for one of the most critical and highly polarized elections in the South American nation. Voters will decide whether to keep their far-right president or, like many neighbors in Latin America, take a big shift to the left. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Voters seem poised to bring back former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, an elderly leftist whose policies in the early 2000s lifted tens of millions of Brazilians out of poverty. But da Silva was also embroiled in a wide-ranging corruption scandal and jailed for nearly 2 years. His conviction was later annulled. In polls, however, da Silva is very close to passing the 50% mark and winning the race outright today. If not, a runoff will be held October 30th.
NPR's Carrie Kahn. This is NPR News. At least 125 people were killed at a soccer stadium in Indonesia last night. The home team had lost. Fans stormed the field. Police moved in with tear gas, and people ran for the exits, setting off a stampede. More than 300 people were injured. Officials say most of those who died were trampled or suffocated. Intense weather is hitting Central America. One of the region's leaders say it's the hardest hit by climate change, and seasonal rains are spelling disaster in Guatemala. Maria Martin reports a funeral was held this weekend for two people killed when their car fell into a giant sinkhole caused by the heavy rains.
The funerals took place in a small indigenous village in the province of Totonicapán for a mother and her 14-year-old daughter. Rescue workers in the community of Villanueva, located just south of Guatemala City, found their bodies in the car they'd driven into a giant sinkhole. Locals say authorities failed to warn motorists of the danger. Meanwhile, across the country, flooding and landslides caused by the heavy rains are closing highways and causing power outages. Disaster authorities say dozens of communities in at least 20 provinces are on the highest risk alert as the soil becomes even more saturated and rains continue. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
The new Supreme Court term opens tomorrow with the first Black woman justice in the U.S. Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed in April. She succeeds Justice Stephen Breyer, who had retired at the end of this past term. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.